teaching last week. Oh, we didn't give it any. How to handle tough times. Eh. Makuria, makuria, sindaya. You know what I'm saying? She walked back with me first of all. Ulu asim better me, sim belai. Sorry, I have very, very strong CSE background. You know? Very nice. And then, you do this. Calm down. It is happening and happening and happening again. And it's not a mistake. Take ownership. God is not sleeping. But the earth and his affairs, he has given to the Son of Man. When will you stand up and tell Goliath to shut up? 40 days, Goliath was talking to the children's camp, to the children of Israelites camp. 40. I covered it. How do we handle 12 times? Oh, that's your didascalia. That's your interpretation of it. Eh? Did I give an express title to it? What is it? How do we have the tough times? Yeah. Interesting. Alright, Ecclesiastes 3. We start to look at the concept of tribulations and trials. It's something as Christians we shy away from. And we don't want to talk about it, you know. But the truth is, Jesus already told us that in this world, you would have tribulations. So whatever tough time or hard time you are experiencing is not because God is sleeping. Ecclesiastes 3 says, verse 1 says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up, a time to weep, a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend, a time to sow, a time to keep silence. A time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. Time of war, time of peace. He's just mentioning things. He could have gone ahead and mentioned 300,000 different situations. But what is the preacher saying? Things happen. I am not saying we are inviting bad moments. But I'm saying they can happen. James says, in James 1 verse 3, says the trial of your faith works patience. That means there are things that will happen in your life that you know your faith is being tried. Someone says, is it by God? He now tells you, God does not tempt any man. So it's not God tempting you with a sickness or with difficult moments or with breakfast. You know, there are breakfasts that you can't eat. Spiritual breakfast. Emotional breakfast. It's not God tempting you. Things happen. And we must not as Christians see every tribulation or hard moments or difficult times as the absence of God. We can't afford to interpret it as that. It's wrong theology to say that once you are in Christ, everything will be smooth. Once you are in Christ, nothing bad will happen. James 5, you know, it says, is any merry among you? Let him sing psalms. Is any afflicted? Let him pray. Is any sick? Let him call on the elders of the church. They will anoint him with oil, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. James 5, verse 12 and 13. So James is telling you expressly, and he's talking to the church in Jerusalem, and the church in the body of Christ, that it is possible for a believer to be afflicted. Sickness is biological. Affliction is not. Affliction is a targeted arrow. And James is saying, the fact that you have the Holy Ghost does not mean affliction cannot come to you. But one thing he did not say is that, let us just collect it like that. No, he says we can pray. So, this teaching is aimed at you building stamina. There are Christians who don't have stamina. Me standing like this is strength. That means I've got some level of strength in me. If I do not have strength, say I'm not feeling too well and I'm dehydrated, things are not balanced, I will not be standing. So strength is me standing. But standing is not enough in tough times. Because what tough situations do is to push you. So what you need is stamina. Those of you who eat the gym, I'm not one of you. But I think it's a good thing. I exercise, but you see that gym? Let's leave it out. Amen. Brower does gym. Amen. Let's see why. Okay. Hey, well, we do 1 5-minute gym and we do video. We're not be stretching. What was? You did 5 minutes. 5 minutes of 10 kg. But if you hit the gym, you're building rest stamina. Prophet, come. Let me use you for something. So him walking here is strength. But to resist my push, you have been yourself. I intentionally called you. It will take stamina. Do you have it? So that I will not start pushing you to the floor. I say, it's power, it's link of ends. By pushing, it will take stamina to stand. I call, in junior secondary school, there was a guy I wanted to fight. It was a Chelsea guy. I don't like Chelsea fans, by the way. I like them. I remember, I forgot that we have a pact this season. Chelsea, what a wonderful club. Amen. I'm changing my strategy. If I praise them, maybe we will win. Maybe we will win something. Hatred is not good. You get? Very wonderful club. Winners by nature. Okay. So the guy is a Chelsea fan and we got in the fight. I must have told you before. I took his wristband and I said, I will break it. And he told me they did not burn your father well. And as a stubborn boy myself, what do you mean? I will break it. I started pulling it. I did not mean to break it. Actually, the thing was not strong. So, I pulled and it snapped and we got into a fight. And as a alpha male, I pushed him and the guy did not go. He just stood like this. He stopped. He was almost 6 feet as a GSS3, so you know what I'm talking about. And he stood like that. I pushed him and he just stood like this. That's when I knew that. Homo. So I wanted to run. He grabbed me by my shorts, pulled me back and he beat the hell out of me. I could not come to school the next day. I still see him on Facebook now. He say, Pastor, how are you doing? I said, what's in Nomiri now? What I'm saying is, there is something called stamina. Paul will tell the church, says, having done all to stand. He says, put on the whole armor of God. That means, you don't stand passively. You don't stand by mistake. You prepare to stand. Oh, Pastor, I'm born again. I believe in the name of Jesus. I believe the Holy Ghost dwells in me. Then you have to prepare to withstand the evil arrows of the enemy. That's what Paul told the church. He wasn't talking to unbelievers. He was talking to the saints in Ephesus. He says, there is something called you will stand. Say, I will stand.
I will stand.
I don't think they are believers. Yeah. Say, I will stand.
I will stand.
We must build a wall of awareness to know God beyond the pleasant moments. Because there will be moments that are seemingly confusing, seemingly dark. If you have ever gone through a dark stage in your life, you know what I'm talking about. The loss of a loved one, failure, those things, they pierce your heart. I know what I'm talking about. They pierce your heart. And if one is not careful, you begin to label God a name he doesn't bear. I told you last week, I said there are times that if our definition of Baal and the prophet of Baal is that Baal did not answer, there are times that it seems like God is also quiet. Have you experienced it before? Many years ago, something happened to me. And I, God, what are you going to do about this? Radio silence. But the preacher says, things happen. I'm not saying you wake up every morning and say, you know, whatever happens today, it is well. I don't care. No. I'm saying we must also not now be naive to think they won't happen. I'm not saying expect evil, but I'm saying don't be so immature and spiritually undiscerning that you don't know you need stamina. Look at Habakkuk. You know where that is in your Bible? I'm there. Chapter 3. It's after Nahum. That's even worse. Where's Nahum? Just check the table of contents. Save yourself some energy. I used to be very good with this. Surgery. You know. At some point, we stopped doing surgery of, oh, book to Habakkuk. Nah. We started just doing, open to Habakkuk. And you have to open it once. Not, Habakkuk 3. Because you are fast. What's happening in split seconds. That's what happens when you, as a teenager, you grow up at any Bible study every time. That was when some of you were learning, that is tricky. It is well. Are you there now, Habakkuk chapter 3? You there? Verse 17. In fact, the first time I heard this verse, it was in a Domwe song. So if you read it, if you know the song, you know as I'm reading. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the holy shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Can we do verse 18 together and 19? Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. He will make me to walk upon my high places. Amen.
He says, this is the prophet talking. He says, there will be times when the fig tree shall not blossom, and there will be no fruit in the vines, and the labor of the holy shall fail, and the fields will yield no meat, and the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stores. These are tough times. You can't say the call of God exempts you from tough times, from unpleasant situations. God gave Abraham a promise at 75 years old. Father of nations you'll be. Guess who at 99 did not have a child? Abraham. 24 years. 24 years of holding on to the promise. Those are tough years, tough times. David was anointed at 12. You'll be king of Israel. You are the Lord's anointed. At 29, he was still running around, trying to escape Saul's arrow. Tough times happen. We must raise believers that have stamina. I'm saying that to pastors, but I'm talking to both of us. We must be believers that have stamina. Must build yourself so much that for your faith to shake, the devil will have to overwork himself. I mean, for your faith to shake, the devil will have to work over time because you're built to last. You're strong in the name of the Lord Jesus. Jesus says in John chapter 6 verse 33, in the world you have tribulations. John 6, 33. In the world you have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. I have overcome the world. So Jesus is already telling you, heads up. There will be things that will happen that will attempt to shake you. There will be some seasons you'll cry. But be of good cheer. He said, I have overcome the war. That means you are victorious already. You don't believe it? Wait. I know when people are just saying things from their mouth, when it does not hit the note of victory, you have overcome the world. See, one day you find out that you never lost in Christ. You find out that all your life you never lost. See you then. The trial of your faith must work patience. Are you listening to me? Things happen, though. I just last week I said, you know, they tell some people say, you've not failed until you quit. Until you stop trying, you've not failed. It's the time that you've not stopped trying and you know you have failed. Forget motivational speaker. You will see like I said, failure. If this one is not failure, then nobody has failed in the world. Okay. Thomas said this thing, he did not fail. He only tried now and then. Oh, my, you failed, Joe. Go and ask him the third time what he said to himself. Did he tell you how many years it took? Denial and something times. Did he tell you how many encouragements? How many sessions of therapy? Yeah, you can do it. You can do it. There are times that failure stares you in the eye. At times. I was speaking to a sister some years ago. She traveled out of the country and came back.
And in her own words, came back with nothing. And very, 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 very strange experience. Was depressed. Didn't know where to start from. The husband had passed on while in the UK. So she came back alone. How do you counsel that person? Where do you want to start from? Psalm 23. So I just listen to her. When she's crying, don't stop this kind of people from crying. Let them cry. You have to cry. Because I was already tearing up myself. When the story landed, affliction really now, said, I have failed. I knew it within. It's a failure. See, let's first address it as it's a failure. Then we can now combat it. There are things that happen to believers. And it's not because God is sleeping. It's not because God is missing. There are just bad moments in a good life. And I pray for you that you will build stamina in the day of trouble. So things happen. I'm not inviting it. We are saying it can happen. But the light will shine on you.
Amen.
The Bible says, as Jacob was done wrestling with the angel, the sun shone on him. You will see light again.
Amen.
Got Hebrews chapter 12. I tell you something. Tough times, man. It happens to us all. Yeah. Different strokes for different folks. Different situations. Some people don't just breakfast now. It might sound funny to you. I met someone who dated for about 6.5 years and then they broke up. 6.5 years of we are going to get married and then something happened. I can't go into the details. And they broke up. The lady wanted to kill herself. I mean, sisters, you know what I'm talking about. Those imaginations, already had the makeup artist, the wedding dress, you're going to order it from Italy, or Italy. You're going to order it from Italy. The shoes, sorted. Even the bridal, you know, those other girls, by that train, they are ready. People have bought Ashwebi, because it was just weeks to the wedding. How do you console her? How do you tell her, where's the report of outreach? She will curse you. Report kwa. Abu ringi yisa. Because that's a tough time. Hebrews 12. It happens. Verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. So it happened to Jesus. Shame. Now he's set at the right hand of God, of the throne of God. So he says, he endured the cross. He had something he had to endure. There was shame. Savior of the world. Jesus, Son of God. Hung on a tree. With criminals. Soldiers laughing and giggling and say, physicians, heal yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down, huh? If you know what shame is, I remember a pastor was sharing how he used to have epileptic seizure. And as he was teaching one day, he went down with seizure. And the church went quiet. He stood up. He saw everybody looking at, staring at him. How do you teach the next service? They're tough moments. How do you go to someone and say, you know what? Jesus will heal you. Because you're a vessel. The fact that one is sick in the body does not mean he can't minister healing to another person. I have ministered to people and I was down with malaria myself. And as I was praying for them, I was praying for myself. I'm healed in the name of Jesus. Some people say, you're healed. Some people say, I'm healed. Because it doesn't stop the flow. It doesn't stop the power. We are earthen vessels. Amen. What I'm saying is that there are tough moments. That if a believer does not build stamina, you will fulfill exactly what the devil wants. Because what he wants to do is he wants to break your will. Someone asked me some years ago, said, what does the devil want from me? I said, he wants to break your will. Some things that happen is not because, the devil's after me. No. You see that desire? That's that will to serve God and to call on the name of Jesus, he wants to break it. And so that it will frustrate everything around you. So you say, what is itself? We have seen that happen over and over again. I don't seem to be able to find a job. I don't seem to be able to settle down. I don't seem to be able to do this. And then I'm still battling this. And then I'm still trying to conquer this. Why me? He wants to break you. But you build stamina, yeah? Build it. I'll share how you can build it. James already told you. Is any afflicted? Let him pray. Complaining in the days of adversity does not solve anything. Jesus says, you will speak to the mountain and say, be moved and be cast into the sea. He didn't say you speak about the mountain. That's what a lot of us do. We see the mountain and we start talking about it. We start describing the mountain. This mountain. I don't know, it's only me. Why is it that it's only me out of everybody? All my mates. Is it that all my mates sin? Take it out of your vocabulary. Intentionally work on it. All my mates. And you've forgotten that there are some of your mates who will give up everything to be what you are now. The situation you want to exit. Some people are praying to find themselves in it. Amen. But probably came to my office the other day and we're talking and all that. And I told him some of the things I need right now in my life, the things I'm trying to settle. Because you see me with Mike and every Sunday. I'm one being like you now. I have needs. I have things. So after having said that, what did I say? I said, well, thank God. These are good needs, yeah? I said, the pressure is a privilege. Because there are millions of people who will want to even be in the situation to have needs like that. And when your needs are, I don't know why they're not approving this visa. And I don't know, my ticket flight. That was a nice need, yeah? Right? Not omomashade along. There's a reason why they call it along. You just move along. And as I was talking to him, what God actually reminded me was, there was a time I walked one distance like that. It was not prayer distance. So there was nothing. So when you say, I like walking, I got it from experience. So when you say, oh, but I want to actually get to so-so place. That's a privilege. You might see it as a dark time. And what I'm saying is, stop comparing yourselves to others. Of course, I'm not saying don't be ambitious. I'm not saying don't look forward to bigger things in life. Of course, but in your ambitiousness, in quote, in your being ambitious, be thankful. Gratitude does not mean you lack ambition. It means till it happens, God, I'm thankful for where I am. Are you listening to me? Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. That means in every dark time, you must see the joy. John asked, what is the difference between joy and happiness? And I think I taught it earlier this year. Hope, joy, everything in between. Remember? And I told you that happiness, the source of happiness can be taken away. The source of joy cannot be taken away. If you credit my account, oh my, I'm happy. I'm always happy. Anytime I see CR, amen? CR is an happy abbreviation. DR is not. Whether it's doctor, or debit. I'm happy. If Asna wins the trophy, oh my. The kind of service we have here. Pray, it has not happened in this. This just started. Why? This is, I'm not invested. What is sue me? I'm not. Whatever I want to do, they should do. It's a dark time. What I'm saying is, if they win the Premier League trophy or the Champions League trophy, I will be happy. But you see, joy, it has nothing to do with Arsenal. It has nothing to do with my account balance. It has everything to do with my reckoning of what God is doing in me. You see, that reckoning, you must build it. That wall of awareness, I see what you're doing. That, like that song says, I see what you're doing. One more time, I lift my hands in praise of your name. Amen? I see what you're doing. You must build awareness in tough times. There's no night so dark that there's no ray of light. Focus on that light. Never speak doom in dark times. Never. I will say it again. Never. Consciously. See, build it in your subconsciousness. I will not talk myself into the grave. Men like me don't die in a hurry. This sickness will not end me. This one, this season will come to pass. See, as it's coming like this, it will pass. Amen. I can't be down for long. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I can't be down for long. I told you last week, when you're running towards the giant, your mouth must talk. David picked stones, and as he was running towards Goliath, he began to talk. I will give your head to the birds of the air. The giant must not have the last words. You can't keep quiet. That's how to build stamina. Let me say this. There was never a time in the entire ministry of Jesus where he spoke about his death without speaking about his resurrection. Come find out. Every time he spoke about how he was going to die, he spoke about how he will be raised. That's how to live life. You can't be the weapon fashioned against yourself. The sickness will not end you. Jesus did not leave his resurrection to chance. I know it will happen now. Every time he spoke about the death, swiftly, and on the third day, he will rise, except the corn of wheat falls into the ground and dies. Then he says, suddenly, it will now bring forth fruit. Every time he spoke about his death, he spoke about what would follow, because he knew that would not be the end. Woo for the joy that was set before him. You must use your words. Can you, as a believer, can you believe God's word the way you believe your name? Imagine trying to convince me that my name is Stephen. There's no S in my name. I don't have any name that starts with S. And she says, Stephen, and I don't answer you. Stephen, Pastor Stephen. She says, you I'm calling. And she says, I'm not Stephen. She says, you're Stephen, I saw it. No matter where you see it, my name is not Stephen. I know my name. Can you actually reckon with God's word that much? I say, no matter what I see now, I know what God has said about me. Even if everybody say, I have seen that your name is Stephen. I say, my name is not Stephen. So this one you imagine. You must take God's word like that. Is any afflicted? Say, let him start praying. Why? Because afflictions can stop. The tables can turn. It's never the end. It's never the end. Jesus said it can happen. But it doesn't mean that that has to be the end of the story. Are you listening to me this morning? I have my life in Christ. My life is hid in Christ. See, you have to meditate and remeditate on the word. You know, David says something in Psalm 23. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. A lot of us like the part of, I shall not want. How about the Lord is my shepherd? The Lord is my shepherd means you are a sheep. It means you are a sheep. So you have to find out how sheep behave and how they feed for you to know that you don't want. You know, the sheep is a ruminant animal. You remember, yeah? Uh-huh. It has four compartments. Remind me of them. Umasum and some. Yeah? Who remembers? Anyone? You know, you remember. Not chorus answer. You know. Anyone wants to help us out? Eh? Some of you study Agrico. Rumen, reticulum, umasum, and abomasum. We'll have so long. Well done. Thank you. So I say, eh? But you did a Greek. La cram, la po, la pass, la forget. So I say, eh, umasum. Ah, umasum. Four. What the sheep does is, let me explain to you. When it's feeding, as it's eating, it chews and takes everything. Right? Everything goes down. Then hours later, what would the sheep do? Regurgitate and start chewing it. The way it works for the sheep, you see, the first time he's eating, he didn't absorb anything. It's when he regurgitates and now masticates very well. That's when the nutrients, the one you bring up is the one that nourishes you. It's not enough to just hear the word. As a sheep, you must re-meditate. That's the one that blesses you. So when he says, the Lord is my shepherd, learn from the sheep. You must ruminate. Joshua says, this word, this book of the law will not depart from your mouth. I said, Pastor, I've been talking. The issue is, what are you talking about really? Sometime last year, someone called me from Osun State and asked me to pray for someone. And as I was praying, I just felt to stop. It was almost like something is bouncing back. Right on the phone. So I said, sorry. Can you explain to me who this person is? The one who was sick. And they said some things and I said, give him the phone. Give him the phone. I said, how are you? Oh, everything just getting worse. Oh, I don't know. Maybe just die. Maybe this just, I said, no matter how much I pray, you will need to stop this, saying this. So I said, I told him what to say. I sent them some teachings. So I said, I'll pray for him the evening of like the third day. So I said, when you're done listening to this, just keep speaking God's word. Because medications were not working. Just keep saying the same thing. By the time the third night where I was meant to call them, they called. They called him way in earlier. I told them to call around 7 o'clock. Called him way in earlier. Said, he's better now. He's stable now. Whatever he did, I didn't do anything. He was fighting himself. You see, people who are sick, and then people that are surrounding them, all they are saying is, hello? Let me interpret that. It's not getting any better. We don't even know whether the drug is working. Even this doctor, we don't even know whether they know what they are doing. You have surrounded the person with so much, he will drown. But you're not drowning. You listening to me? The Lord is my shepherd. So you meditate on God's word. Don't let the devil put imaginations in your head. I've told you before, he wants to break you. He wants to break you. So you've heard this happened. This happened. This one. See what this person is facing. See what happened to that person. This person too. It has not happened to you yet. It has not even happened to you. There is no even remote chance. But so much has happened, so much that you begin to break. There's a resolve that is already getting weak. That's what he wants to do. That is the best time to be loud. I will never know defeat. In the name of the Lord Jesus, God's power is working in me. No. I will not experience my life in sickness. In the name of the Lord Jesus, my road is smooth. In the name of the Lord Jesus, mountains, they level. Valleys come up. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I don't stay in difficult moments. I don't stay in tough times. My life is not difficult. I don't have a hard life. See, you will be loud about it. Ought not the Christ to suffer these things. Then he says, to enter into his glory. You cannot say one and leave the other out. If the Christ suffers, he will enter into his glory. That's how to talk. When we say word of faith, word of faith, word of faith, it's not mouth. It's not Christian science. It's what you take ownership of. You take responsibility for your life. It's not everything the pastor can do for you. You take responsibility. And say, you know what? This one life, I won't break. Says this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. 1 John. So when there's a sickness, James says you can pray. And the prayer can make you merry. Hallelujah. The life of Christ is in me. I walk in this life. I move and breathe by his life. My faith overcomes the world. So learn to build stamina. What I say? Tough times will happen. Sometimes the devil comes to those who are close to you to frustrate. But you know, you can take ownership of people around you. You can. Abraham did that for Lot. While Lot was in Sodom, not knowing what was going on, doom is near. There was an Abraham saying, no, it can't happen. Let's negotiate. Jesus told Peter, the devil desires to sift you like wheat. Jesus Christ. The description is graphic. The devil desires to sift you like wheat. I have prayed for you. Look at what he now said. He said, it's not really about you. You see, that prayer that Jesus prayed for Peter was not really about Peter. He said, when you are strengthened, strengthen your brethren. Those are the ones he was coming for. You would have thought, it's Peter, Peter. He would only desire Peter to get at Jesus. But you see, the real ones who he was targeting were the ones Peter was meant to strengthen. He said, the strength you will receive is for your brethren. when you are strengthened, strengthen them. So sometimes when the devil comes for someone close to you, he wants to frustrate you. He wants to break you. You will not yield.
Amen.
You build stamina.
Amen.
And you overcome.
Amen.
You will have a testimony.
Amen.
Remember last week, I showed you that Revelation 12, turn there, verse 11. Jesus doesn't say, don't say there is no mountain. Mm-mm. He said, you will say to the mountain. Sometimes, what believers do is, there's no mountain. Eh? Me, I'm not sick. You are not denying that there's a mountain. There's a mountain. Everybody can see there's a mountain. Everybody can see that there's something that needs to be addressed. Everybody can see that this situation is becoming unpalatable. Why does this thing keep happening? The same thing. Why did it happen to the guy you were seeing before and then the another lady you were seeing and another lady you're seeing? Why is it happening in the same pattern? Before you know it, they have taken you to one prophet. They say, every day will come out. Give me one person. The devil is not as strong as you think he is. If Goliath knew he was not going to die, why didn't they rush Israel? Why did you keep coming out for 40 days? You're not as strong. He had a lesson. It's not tongues, though. It's not tongues, though. Ufutufete means empty talk. The devil has a lot of that. There are times in our lives where we need to take that stance and say, fight for me, Lord. You use it in your words. It's in your song. It doesn't change anything. You know, it doesn't remove anything from you to be optimistic. Don't say, oh, what is optimism? All this word of faith. What do I get from it? What do you get from talking down yourself? What do you get from it? Hey, but at least I'm saying reality. No. God's word is my reality. I am exactly who he says I am. I have exactly what he says I am. See, I know my name. Amen. You can't tell me my name is Shino. I know my name. Sometimes, you know, growing up, I say, Adeshino, right? I say, if I can't have many times, I'll have to correct that. Adeshino, right? No. I know my name. Only Pemilu Rukosi Miojena. Adeshino. I know my name. You can't force another reality on me. If I started out the year praying and God has told me a lot of things, this and this and this and this and this, I'm staying with it. If I see something otherwise, I will fight it. We must build Christians who don't just give up and say, there is nothing like that. What will be will not be. You make it to be. That man was at the pool for 38 years. That was not the end. If you tell him I want to stand up, you stand up. That woman had the issue of blood for 12 years. Don't tell me she had not met doctors, she had not met prophets. But the day she said, maybe it's not about them coming to me. Maybe I should actually take initiatives. Let me take responsibility. I will touch. I don't need to know whether he's really ready to heal me. I will touch the hem of his garment and I'll be fine. That day, 12 years became nothing. She left that place healed. There is no end. See, there's no end until you say, oh yeah, now let it end now. If he wants to end, you are victorious. Play for me as a close. Revelation 12. Play for me. Verse 11. And they overcame him, are you there? By the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death. Amen. I told you last week, I explained to you the testimony. Remember? Yeah? What is a testimony? The way we use it, maybe contemporary world, in church, we say testimony is God has done something for you. So you come out and say, hallelujah, amen. I want to thank the Lord of our Father on this mountain. Last year I was singular. This year I'm plural. Praise the Lord. They told me that I can never wed. Nobody has done YSC in our house. I have done LISC. See, that is my testimony. But in the real sense of the English word, the word testimony is a statement of what happened. So in the court of law, there was a clash, this happened. They say, come and the witness, let the witness come and give his testimony. So what would the witness say? I was there on the 12th of August, 2023, where Mr. Ajadi and Mrs. Chiwendu had a clash. And this was what happened. That is his testimony. A statement of what happened. The writer of John is telling you right now in Revelations, he says, you know the way to overcome the dragon? I was talking about the great dragon, the devil. He says, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. God's word gives you the leeway and the right to say what happened. Meaning, I can give a description to the situation, even though it has not yet happened. And I can say, this is what happened. I won. This is what happened. I was healed. This is what happened. I didn't fail. This is what happened. The glory of God is all about, all around me. This is what happened. My family intact. The glory of God shining all around. Amen. You've got a testimony. You don't keep quiet. Don't keep quiet. Don't keep quiet. Don't say, the so-so person, what happened to so-so person? There's even one pastor I even know. Pastor. That this same thing happened to the person. Why are you remembering those incidents and not remembering everyone who got healed? Don't say, people remember the plane crash. But they remember that thousands of planes are landing around the world safely every day. Why is your mind fixated on Bellevue? I understand. I remember my first time flying. There's no prayer and fasting I did not do. There's no, nobody loved things. So even on the plane, this is not the end. Even this is not the end. I thought the way people are relaxed. I said, I want you to say more, battle hour. Because the night before I was just having different flashes. Because that was just anxiety. Amen. Different scenarios. As the plane just moving. Hey God, what's going to happen? I said, I'm mad, Lonnie. How do you stop yourself from flying around the world? Then, right there, I was a book. Challenge is never enough. Just from that, see, it's not a Christian book, but God spoke to me. Maxwell. Just see Maxwell. Talent is never enough. And I just saw it. He said, and I landed at Susu Airport at 5 something. He tells a lot of stories. As other planes have landed, or as planes land around the world. He just said something like that. I said, it's true. I will land as planes are landing around the world. Now that might look like, but at that moment I was in a fix. I was sweating for nothing. So when we had a stopover, I was like, Abi, I should not go. But they will deport you. You don't have the visa for that place. You know, but it shows you that little things can get worse. Little news here and there. But you must have your eyes on the good news. Jesus died and he rose again. If death did not end him, I will emerge victorious. There is nothing that will stop the work of the word of God in my life. I will not be frustrated. I will not be moved. I will not break. Oh my God. Is this how you talk? Is this how you talk with the... You know what Paul calls he says, the sword of the Spirit is in your mouth, right? Ephesians 6. He says, the sword of the Spirit, praying always without prayer and supplication. He calls the sword of the Spirit what comes out of your mouth. When the prophet was saying, no weapon fashioned against you will prosper. He was talking about words. That means the devil customizes. He calls it fashion. Weapon fashioned against you. Meaning, he takes measurements. And he says, this trial will fit this one. I told you in Psalm 11. He says, the wicked has set his arrow at the heart of the righteous. Whether you like it or not, we are at war. And you must know how to talk. Imagine David was going to Goliath and he said, and the answer say, you this boy, I will kill you. And he say, don't kill, I just came to beg. Which beg he saw, not beg. He saw 1,000 armies shaking behind their shields, sweating in open air. He could not eat. He brought food earlier, so he go and put it down. They were scared for their lives.
They had the same covenant. Because that's the excuse some of us give. It's not the same church. It's not the same thing we have been hearing. But brother so-so-so did not follow it. See what happened. Sister so-so-so. What happened to our own marriage too? Shut up. Shut up. Amen? What I say? Shut up. David saw them. Saul, anointed king. He could have said, even the anointed is there hiding. Who am I? No. Yeah, I have come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. 1 Samuel 17. I wrapped up. Nah. My faith is strong. Verse 40. And he took his staff in his hand and chose for himself 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag. This is David. Which he had, even in a scrip. And a sling was in his hand. And he drew near to the Philistine. There's no point in running back. He drew near to the Philistine. And the Philistine came on and drew near to David. And the man that bore the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him. So sometimes it looks like you don't even know what you're doing. If you were there at that battlefield, you advise David to go back home. Say, you know, you look at the person you want to fight. No, wisdom is profitable to direct. I've told you before, every time we use wisdom profitable, right? Sit yourself down and explore if that is not weakness or lack of faith. Because sometimes when we use wisdom is not profitable to direct, we are about to walk in the flesh. Amen. It disdained him. Meaning you can look stupid sometimes when you're doing some things. Amen. We went for one outreach one time in Okado. Myself and my friends. And there's this woman in that area who is known to be oppressed of the devil for years. So when we got there, we went to the community chief. They used to have this ballet, you know. Not the king, just like the ruler of the community. So we said we came to preach. We got some stuff, small stuff that we're going to share and all of that. So he told us, he said, I like when young people were young. 19, 18, 17, yeah. I like when young people like you. Now, at those times, it's now I say I'm 16. Then, I used to think, yeah, what do you have I don't have? I'm not young. When I was 19. Some of you should have met me when I was 19. Samuel, tell them now. I found one of the most audacious people you find on earth. I know they bend to anybody. Hey, what? Let them know. How do they bend to anybody? So, when you say, I like when young people look at him like this. What do you mean? Because they made you ballet. Change for you. Say, but I would advise you, there's one house you don't bother praying for her. Don't get caught up. You are too young to face it. But saying this in Yoruba, so it hurts me more. But there's a way Yoruba will say it, and it's clear. I say, meaning that it might look, the situation might look small, but that we should not try it. My guys look at me immediately. They know that if there's someone that will want to try what you say, they should not try. So I told them, as we're going, I said, let's even go and check that it's okay. We're not going to pray for her. Well, if there's a situation that 3 people in the community have told us not to try, I would like to see it. Amen. We saw the woman. Appeared like nothing was wrong, really. She was talking normally. So she even offered us water. He dare not drink. They didn't say she was the widow. They said she was the oppressed. She offered us water. We were really going to say, what be damu? Oh, Lord, yeah. Because we've seen a lot in that community already. So I said, we are not going to pray for her. We just want to preach the gospel. One of my guys fled up. I knew you tried. You know you hear what? Listen now. You don't preach. I came to preach. I didn't come to die. Who mentioned death? There's no death in the message you carry. I was able to convince about 3 of us. Some of you know my friends. So I was able to convince. There's one of us that have a very sweet mouth. Gabe. So he just spoke to everybody. Don't worry, just to preach. So,
So we started. And as soon as we got to where I confessed the Lord Jesus, the man fell. And everybody in the community said, run. Run. Why? About three of us now stood. It remained, you know, they didn't run, but they shifted back. Amen. Just wisdom is profitable to direct. He shifted back. I would not lie to you. As I was standing there, I was looking stupid. Because I felt, who sent me? They said our car was already overeating. The bus we brought. How does a bus do overeating without starting? That's not overeating. He wants to get born. At that moment, we knew that this has gone beyond physical. I didn't plan to share the story. God asked me to just say. So we started praying. The ones that shifted back, just keep praying. Everything in my head was, why did you even bother? We were not coming here. We went to take permission. We had children that wanted to teach, children and teenagers wanted to go teach. Why did we? So I was blaming myself already that I should have just walked away. I should have just, we would have come back to this woman more prepared. Everything was scattered. Some people among us were already reporting that they could not breathe well. So what was happening? I will not lie. Myself, I was shaking. Not because the situation was that tense. Something was just around that was making everybody sweat. Have you ever felt I should have walked away? I looked like I was leading people into captivity. I was not the leader. We had like three central leaders. But at times we all take different turns to lead the group. I felt, why? So I said, in the name of Lord Jesus, get up! Nothing. She started to hyperventilate. So I laid hands on her. I said, get up in the name of Lord Jesus. And she went quiet. They checked the pulse and said she has died. The committee was saying, they were already holding us. I said, etipa. Etipa, show us off for you. Etipa, answer. This is shame. They were already taking us to the house of the ballet. Emma Watubu. I said, I didn't do anything. Say, walk all over, walk on. And it's, were you not the one that touched her? What did you put in your hand? Ha. I said, we're taking us. One of us that shifted back very well. They didn't take him. So I saw him, I said, go and pray for her. Go and pray for her. Taking us. I was changing for them. Don't man that do me. Didn't you people say she was already oppressed before? Didn't you say she wanted to die before? He was one of people that said that her life has spoiled, that was not good here, and all of that. He was already spoiling in progress. It just coincidental. I was changing. I said, go and pray for her. The ballet was angry. How will you borrow? Change your money, eh? Only your dad, come back by. Who's your father? I told you. Blah, 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 blah. Then suddenly we're, she's awake. That brother actually went there. I don't know whether she prayed or not. That brother, I don't trust him. She's awake. And she's speaking well. She looks fine. He looked fine when we got there, remember? She looked fine. She said, she released us. Who is meant to go home? Me. I went back there. I said, where we stopped? You were about to confess. Because that's the only way I can confirm she's fine. And she got saved. She attends Christ Apostolic Church now. The Apostolic Church. TAC. Yeah, she attends TAC now. Last time I heard, she's a evangelist or something there. Amen. No longer oppressed. Now chasing the oppressed. But at that moment, I looked stupid. When you confront a giant with your size, you look stupid. People will tell you, this is youthful exuberance. People will tell you, you're overreaching. But you have 5 stones. You've been trained for war. Goliath looked at David and said, what is this? Is this halftime, like comedy break? He disdained, verse 42. Because he was a youth. Ruddy and of fair countenance. Tell me verse 43 and 44 together. And the Philistine said unto the Philistine, the Philistine said unto David, rather, am I a dog? And the Philistine cursed David by his God. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give your flesh to the fowls of the air. And David said to the Philistine,
You come to me with sword and a spear and a shield. I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand. I will smite you and I will take your head away from you. I will give your carcasses to the host of the Philistines. Until this day, the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the field, and all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saves, not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give it into our hands. Amen. And it came to pass when the Philistine arose, he came and drew near to meet David, and David hasted and ran towards the army to meet the Philistine. He put his hand in his back, took the stone, slung it, smote the Philistine in his forehead, struck the stone in his forehead, and he fell upon his face. And David prevailed. You prevail.
Amen.
Who said the word last? David. When the giant talk, you talk. Pastor Chris Yakilime taught something in 2004. I might listen to it in the next year. And he said, everything in the creation has a sound code. He said, the trees are saying something. The ocean is saying something. Read the Psalms very well. The psalmist kept saying it. The oceans sing your praises. The birds of the air. Everything in creation is saying something. Jesus looked at the fig tree and said, what did you just say? No man will eat of you anymore. There's a sound code. He looked at the storm and said, peace be still. The storm could hear. Storm could hear. Peace be still. And the storm said, okay, roger that. There's a sound code. That sickness is saying something. That situation is saying something. That joblessness, you know, that frustration. Hard times happen. But we must build stamina. We can't be Christians that at every corner and turn, we just let in the tower. We just throw in the tower. You just feel defeated. You will never know defeat.
Amen.
The Lord is your shepherd, right? Meditate on his word. Chew and chew and chew it again. That's what nourishes you. Chew it again. Chew it again. When it appears like you have stopped, it looks like you are starting to stop to believe it. Say it again. I will never know defeat. I'm not confused. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the crooked road I made straight. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I will never have my back against the wall. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I'm not frustrated. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I'm not depressed. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I'm not oppressed of the devil. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I win and I win all the time. In the name of the Lord Jesus, everything in my life is in order. Yeah. 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 So what are you saying? What are you saying? What are you saying this morning? Begin to speak to God's word upon your life. I'm done. People like me don't die in a hurry. Yeah, in the name of the Lord Jesus. If you don't know how to talk, the devil will say things on your behalf. He desires to sift you like wheat. Do you have to pray?